This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 19th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 18, verse 15. And it says there, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." End of quote. This is part two of this Bible verse we're going to discuss today. Yesterday we learned God defines your identity. Do not let your family, friends, or people around you determine it for you. Your history and your identity are truthfully presented in the pages of the Bible. God faithfully, lovingly, and mercifully describes it. Because you are His and you belong to Him, God laid down a divine, unique, and well-planned purpose for your life. Timothy was a young man called by God to be an evangelist and minister in the Christian church in Ephesus in the first century. The responsibility on his shoulder was heavy, mainly because of the false teachings creeping around him and his church. False teachings and doctrines always try to undermine the truth of the Word of God. Timothy knew God called him to be a minister of Jesus Christ and the Word of Truth. Paul, an aged man who is in prison for the sake of Christ and his gospel, writing to Timothy. 2 Timothy is the last letter the great apostle Paul wrote before his martyrdom for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul says to Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." Then Paul says, as a minister of the Word of God, the Bible, Timothy must be a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the Word of Truth. The false teachers would eventually be ashamed because they perpetuate false doctrines. However, Timothy does not need to be ashamed if he accurately handles, divides the Word of the Truth. Word of Truth is the Word of God, the Bible. All ministers of the Bible are God's workmen. They work for God because He called them with a heavenly calling for His ministry. How do they do this without shame? It says the secret here, by accurately handling or dividing the Word of Truth, the Bible. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the Word of Truth. As a minister, if you accurately handle the Word of Truth, you would be approved by God and would not be ashamed. Other translations include, "Make haste, be eager and zealous, study to present yourself approved by God." When God evaluates a minister's work, He would have no shame if he handles, divides the Bible accurately. Accurately handling the Word of Truth means cutting it straight or correct, or make a straight course or path. It is a skill a minister should acquire at a very high cost. Correct and accurate Bible teaching is a spiritual and intellectual endeavor. Ministers should be diligent in it with the help of the Holy Spirit indwelling in him and the intellect God granted him. Without the presence and the assistance of the Holy Spirit, the study of the Bible makes no sense to most of the people. Apostle Paul was a tent maker who knew the importance of right cutting. For designs and patterns, every piece would have to be cut diligently to fit together correctly. If one does not cut the pieces right, the whole won't put together correctly. The same principle should be applied to studying the Bible. If one does not interpret the different parts accurately, the whole message won't come through accurate. A minister should cut it straight and correct. It is like cutting a straight rod through the jungles so that the traveler can go to their final destinations. Rod making and tent making and construction workers need diligence. The same is true with the Word of God. A minister should be precise, correct, and accurate in handling the Word of God. This is how a minister can present himself approved to God, and he does not need to be ashamed as his workman. My dearly beloved, being a minister of the Word of God is a high calling. The God who calls you for ministering His Word, kindle God's fresh gifts inside you 2 Timothy 1:6, and also he gives the opportunities outside you. The gifts and the opportunities are from him. However, a high responsibility to accurately handle, divide the word of God because of the presence of false teachers everywhere is on your shoulders. A faithful minister who handles the word of God accurately would not be ashamed at all, while the false teachers would eventually be ashamed. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer, and I know you talk to me today, and I know that I must be diligent to present myself approved to God. And if I do so, I would not be ashamed at all. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Please equip me with the help of the Holy Spirit to divide the Bible truthfully. My Father in heaven, what an awesome responsibility you give me on my shoulder. And as a minister, may I do it fearfully, faithfully, and honorably for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.